Customers only.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to talk about some health issues and topics that reach out and touch each and every one of us. During the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about things such as sex over 50, reach out and touch, never mind. We'll be talking about sex over 50. We'll be talking with Robert Clancy, of course, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. And we're going to end our program today talking about a 30-day heart cleanse for women. We've talked about a lot of cleanses on the show, but we've never talked about a heart cleanse. And we're going to start our show by talking with a gentleman whose name is Rod Rakic. He's a pilot, and he's co-founder of FlyAuto.com. FlyAuto.com. Rod, welcome to Late Night Health. Travel is really aggravating for a lot of people. It's stressful. If your plane is going to be on time, late, what about the person coughing two rows in front or behind you? We're going to talk about traveling and how to make it maybe safer, less anxious, and healthier for you. Rod, thanks for joining us here on Late Night Health.
Great to be here.
Am I right? Is travel stressful for most people?
Well, travel is really good for you. You know, all kinds of studies out there that going to new places and meeting new people and experiencing new things is great for your health overall. The challenge is that getting there isn't always a lot of fun. I mean, that's why we built FlyAuto, is to, you know, match travelers with pilots and planes on demand so that the folks could avoid some of the stressful parts of travel, which is typically, you know, that 4 to 6 hour drive in the car, or, you know, spending most of a day dealing with the aggravation of flying on commercial airlines. So travel is good for you. It's just a matter of, you know, what can you do to do it right?
American Express is touting their personal jets. You know, you can have your own personal jet whenever you want it. Is this a similar kind of a thing?
Well, jets are great. And for longer distances, private air travel on a jet is a fantastic choice, but let's face it, it's expensive. We built FlyAuto to really focus on trips that are less than 1,000 miles, where you can actually fly for a fraction of the cost of chartering a private jet on a piston or turboprop aircraft, and makes it much more affordable, which means that a lot more people can access it. It used to be really sort of complicated to call a broker and sort of figure out on your own how to charter an airplane. FlyAuto.com lets you simply input a location where you'd like to be picked up, where you'd like to fly to. Will immediately show you where all the general aviation airports are and what the cost will be, the flight time, the seats available, and with a push of a button, have a professional pilot waiting at the airport near you. The secret here is that the airlines can sell you a ticket to about 300 airports across the U.S., but if you fly private, you have access to over 5,000 public-use airports, which makes travel a lot less stressful.
What about the cost?
Well, we think about a trip like, say, from Tampa to Tallahassee for a business meeting. If you fly commercial, you're going to have to change planes to Atlanta. There's no direct service, and you're going to spend most of the day in the car driving. But we can do that trip for up to 3 passengers. You're booking the whole plane for like $1,500. Chicago to Traverse City, which would be 9 hours in the car, $1,500. You know, same with like a trip from San Francisco to Tahoe. So these are trips.
That's
that
the first trip that would be of interest to me.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing is we're opening up a whole new way for people to have mobility without having, you know, really to make bad choices.
And at the same time, the last time I was on a plane, on a commercial plane, I'm trying to remember when that was, half the people in the cabin were wearing masks. They were, because of the people who are going
sure,
all,
sure.
All
if
over
you're
the place.
About your health. you know, being packed into, an airplane with 200 other people, you know, isn't super, you know, comfortable. What we're doing is we're sort of opening people's eyes up to this alternate choice of flying private, where we can book an airplane with up, you know, from 3 to 9 seats, but you're booking the whole plane. So that means you can travel on your own schedule, and you've got privacy. You can bring your pets. It's a whole different experience. You know, the airlines have really designed for efficiency because they're trying to drive the cost of a seat down as low as possible, but at the cost of experience. And so when you fly commercial, you know, that's often a great choice for very long distances. But for trips up to 1,000 miles, the airlines really just don't do a good job. And, you know, and some people just can't, you know, spend most of the day driving. And so that middle ground of sort of what we call regional travel, we're really disrupting with Fly Auto.
With Fly Auto, are you competing with some of the smaller commercial airlines, such as the Southwest? They do a lot of puddle jumps. Spirit Airlines would be something else that pops into my mind.
Sure. 50% of all the business travel in the U.S. is less than 500 miles. And the airlines are reducing capacity on routes less than 250 miles, about 5% each quarter. So these shorter routes, you know, there might be a route that used to have 3 flights a day, now only has 1 flight a day. Or maybe the flight goes away and you have to drive another 40 minutes to a larger hub airport in order to be able to catch a flight at all. And so, you know, the commercial airlines are just not serving these smaller communities as well because of this hub-and-spoke system that airlines work on. And this sort of helps you understand why we kind of got here, is that the airlines have a route structure that's built on a hub-and-spoke system. Most of the air traffic in the United States is funneled through less than 70 hub airports. And they got that idea from FedEx. It's really
interesting
in terms of reducing the price of a ticket. And if you're a package, it's very efficient. But it's kind of terrible if you're a person.
Our guest is Rod Rakic. He is a pilot himself and co-founder of FlyAuto.com. Are you schlepping people yet? Or are you doing the administrative stuff?
Oh, I'm doing a little bit of all of it. My typical role is not flying charter. These are all businesses that we've networked together to make them easy to get to. They're small businesses and communities all across the country, but they are airlines. They're certified by the FAA to be able to provide on-demand air carrier services. So you see a lot of the same kind of FAA oversight for these businesses as larger sort of commercial airlines, scheduled airlines have, but they just don't know where they're flying to tomorrow. And what we're doing is we're building out this capability that now you have access to over 5,000 airports, you know, not the big hub airport that takes a lot of time to drive to. You have to fight for a parking spot. You have to stand in line to get through TSA. Instead, you can fly from a local airport, a municipal airport that often, you know, has free parking, no line. You meet your pilot in the lobby and you walk out to the airplane and you depart 15 minutes after you got there.
And there's no TSA requirements?
Well, the TSA definitely screens passengers, but that happens online, and it doesn't happen, you know, by having you have to stand there and get irradiated and patted down and all that. The pilot knows who you are, and they meet you in the lobby, and you walk right to the airplane.
Wow. So we're in Ventura, California. I think Camarillo, Oxnard?
Sure,
happened?
Great airport,
Camarillo. Santa Barbara is a commercial airport, but it's small. Is there one in Oxnard, too?
Yeah, Oxnard has an airport.
Commercial.
Yeah, there's all kinds of airports that most people don't even realize where they are. That's why we designed Fly Auto to actually draw a map. We don't actually ask you to tell us what airport you'd like to be picked up. We ask you what city would you like to be picked up, and we'll draw a map from that point of origin to your destination, and then you can zoom in on the map and actually see where all the little airports are and find options that you might not have even realized existed. We had a lady fly with us out of Wisconsin, and she wanted to be picked up in Milwaukee, because that was the airport she always flew to. She wanted to go to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Her parents are older. They just weren't going to do well in sitting in a car for 9 hours. So, and there was no commercial service to Manistique, Michigan, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
And then with our system, she was able to find that, oh, wow, there's an airport in Kenosha, which is her hometown. She was able to save 40 minutes of driving, you know, down into Milwaukee, and she was able to be picked up by a professional pilot, her husband, and her parents, and, you know, in just over an hour, we're at their destination right at this small airport in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan near where they wanted to be. And then 4 days later, we flew back and picked her up and brought her home. Again, making a trip that would otherwise be impossible, this really great experience, and making it easy is why we built FlyAuto.com.
FlyAuto.com, we're talking about healthy individual travel here on Late Night Health with the co-founder. He's also a pilot, Rod Rakic. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I'm really interested about being a pilot. I want to know why Rod's a pilot and why he likes to fly around like a bird. I kind of prefer to have my feet firmly planted on the ground, though some people say that my feet are not planted on the ground. We'll explore that as Late Night Health continues. Join us at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com, and follow us, please, on Facebook, facebook.com/latenighthealth. More coming up. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified traders and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's. It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Join the 20th annual Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Register at www.komenlacounty.org/race.
Late Night Health continues. Coming up, we're going to talk about Project Angel Food, which started as a food delivery and nutrition service for the AIDS and HIV community, but now even includes people with variety of diseases, including breast cancer, as we conclude our series on the Komen Race for the Cure this week. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes here on Late Night Health. We're talking about healthy travel, fast travel. It's like hiring a limousine, really, is what it seems to me, as we speak with Rod Rakic, the co-founder of FlyAuto.com. How did you get involved in flying, Rod?
Well, I started flying 2 weeks after I got my driver's license. I was 16 years old, and I was in an Air Force cadet program called Civil Air Patrol, and they gave me the chance to start learning to fly, and now I have a commercial certificate. I've been flying search and rescue, special missions, homeland security, and disaster relief kinds of missions as a volunteer Civil Air Patrol officer, and then doing some ferry flying and professional flying as well. And, you know, that all sort of led to sort of wanting to be able to create a way for more people to be able to experience, you know, this magic power that is flying. And we have this great infrastructure in the U.S. that makes flying, you know, easier for a lot more people than just the ones that, you know, want to buy an airline ticket. You know, NASA tells us that we've actually slowed down by 20%. It actually takes 20% more time to get from point to point because of the congestion at major hub airports and on the highways than it did in 1980. It's not because we're driving any slower or because the airplanes fly any slower.
We have more people.
Congestion.
The congestion, and more people.
You know, and they tell us in 10 years that, you know, the congestion that you see, the kind of the craziness at the airport that you see on, like, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, that'll be every day. And so we have to be able to come up with, you know, other ways for people to be able to get out and you know, conduct business and see family and friends and experience the world. And one way we're doing that is by giving people access to this thing that most people don't know a lot about, and that's flying private. Being able to book a car. You called it like being, you know, the airplane version
like
of
a
limousine.
Yeah.
We think of it more like a black car sedan. Sometimes getting on the bus is the right thing, but sometimes you just want to push a button and have the black car sedan show up, and that's what we're offering with FlyAuto.
So I could actually fly from Camarillo to the Santa Monica airport if I had
right.
to.
Skip right? the traffic. Absolutely. You know, it's crazy to me. There's no commercial flight from Las Vegas to Palm Springs, right? You have to change planes in L.A., right? And that's a trip that we do all the time. You know, if you want to fly out to, you know, the island and, you know, check out Avalon for the day, we can sort of make that happen. It doesn't have to be super expensive. You know, you get to pick the right size airplane for your party and pick the speed and, you know, which of course affects the cost.
And of course, it avoids seasickness, in my case.
Well, so let's talk about that. So, you know, some people get seasick when
some
they're out
people
on the
also get airsick.
And some people get airsick. And so the mechanism for air sickness is interesting. It's because of that disconnect between what you're seeing and what you're feeling in your inner ear. So what, you know, that disconnect between in your brain between your eyes and your inner ear is what causes the mechanism that we feel is motion sickness. And so that's the tip is, you know, if you're feeling motion sick, whether you're on a boat or you're in an airplane, whether you're in a small plane or a large plane, looking out at the horizon versus like staring down at your device or reading a book or a magazine, if there's motion, will often alleviate that for folks. It's the reason why some people get car sick when they're driving and someone's driving the car and they're trying to read a magazine.
Oh, there's no way that I can't read and be in a car and read. I can't text and drive either. Of course,
yeah,
you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and that's why we tell people all the time. They say, well, you know, those small airplanes are less expensive than, you know, hiring a bigger jet or something. But gosh, those small planes, you know, I'm going to get air sick. I'm like, you know, those small planes have much larger windows, which gives you a much better view of the world and decreases the disconnect between your eyes and your inner ear, which means a lot of folks, you know, when they're flying in small airplanes, they're actually less likely to be air sick than they would when they're crammed into, you know, seat 23F.
Yeah, but when I've gotten on a small plane and they take my briefcase and they say, we're sorry, it's too heavy to be on board and put it underneath, I panic a little bit. Hey, Rod, last question, and that is auto. Why fly auto? What does auto stand for?
Sure. So Otto Lilienthal in the late 1800s was the first man to figure out how to fly.
Ah.
So not only from a scientific standpoint of creating these gliders that sort of paved the way for the Wright brothers to create flight, but he was also a pioneer in sort of creating the idea in people's heads in a broad way that we could figure out how to fly and that it wasn't just going to be something that was a mythical thing to do. And that's really our mission as well, is that when people are stuck, you know, looking,
you can help get them from point A to point B quickly and easily. Hey, listen, Rod, we're out of time. FlyAuto.com. Go to LateNightHealth.com. We'll have some information up there about FlyAuto and Rod as well. Thanks a lot. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk about Project Angel Food. That's happening as Late Night Health continues. Join us, of course, at LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. We've got a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about Project Angel Food. I've heard about Project Angel Food for years, and we have their executive director, Richard, and I'm going to blow your last name, so I apologize. Ayub?
Ayub, you got it absolutely right.
Hey,
congratulations.
Thank you. And Project Angel Food has been involved with the AIDS and HIV community for years and years and years, delivering meals to those who just couldn't cook anymore, just didn't have the energy, I suppose, to cook and eat nutritious. And you've branched out, and you're partnering with the Komen Foundation here in Los Angeles County, and of course the Race for the Cure, as people are listening to this in the LA area, it's happening today, March 11th. What, so tell us about that, the transition to, I guess, adding more problems to your kitchen, Richard.
Well, here's what's amazing about Project Angel Food. It was founded in 1989 by Marianne Williamson. You know her. She's
yes.
a best-selling author.
Right.
She's on Oprah Super Soul Sunday. So she had a lot of friends who were dying of AIDS, and she wanted to send them love in the form of food. Now, 28 years later, thank God, people are living with HIV/AIDS,
mm-hmm.
and that isn't a crisis, but there are still people who need food to help nourish them and help heal them and help them feel better. And so we continue to serve that population. But there's something really great would happen is what was born in the AIDS community is now a gift to all of Los Angeles County. So we are helping women with breast cancer undergoing chemotherapy or radiation. We're helping people with kidney disease, people with heart disease, diabetics. We're helping a whole host of people because what we learned in the AIDS population is how to deal with a critical illness. And every one of our meals are medically tailored.
Tailored to the individual?
To the actual illness. So,
wow.
For instance, if a woman has breast cancer, the main thing is to have a meal that looks appetizing, because when you're sick and you're nauseated from the treatment, the food needs to look tasty. The second thing is the food needs to help you keep your weight on, because the last thing doctors want, anyone going through any of these treatments, is to lose weight. And Maria, who's on the line with us right now also. Hi, Maria.
Yeah. Hi.
I remember when you were telling me that not only did you like the food, especially the chicken, but you gained 9 pounds because the food was so delicious.
I gained 19 pounds.
19
oh my
pounds. My goodness. You serve, according to your website, over 10,000 meals a week in L.A. County?
Absolutely. We cook, prepare, and deliver 10,000 meals a week. And we go all the way from Long Beach to Lancaster, Pomona to Santa Monica. That's more than 4,000 square miles.
Oh, my goodness. And if that would include the San Fernando Valley. That's
That is
an amazing amount of work. One of the things, I want to talk about the food, but one of the things that would seem to me is that if somebody was ill, sick, and can't cook, is the companionship. Somebody comes in and says, Maria, here's your food. Maria, was that part of what you got out of the Project Angel Food as well? Somebody to talk to at least for a few minutes a day?
Yes. One of the main things I got from them, besides getting my food every day, it was the people who were bringing them. They were, besides everything, they were giving me love. Also, the people who worked for Project Angel Food, they were calling me and checking on me, how I was doing, and everything. So it makes me feel like I met another family, I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
They brought me more love than love that I needed on that time, really. And probably that helped me more. The food helped me a lot, but their love helped me a lot too.
Richard, let's talk about the food and the quality of the food. What kinds of things do you cook? Maria apparently really likes your chicken. Right?
Yes, I did.
And so what kinds of things do you prepare? I mean, are they, you know, ethnic, everything from Middle Eastern to Hispanic, Italian to maybe a pastrami sandwich?
We actually have the whole wide spectrum of food. Sometimes we have turkey meatloaf. Sometimes we'll have, you're right, some Indian type of dish. And we also have burritos once in a while. Once in a while, we'll do a little bit of a pizza. But everything is healthy, fresh ingredients. In fact, we have 3 urban gardens. So we have some organic vegetables that we get from there. The other day, we got these amazing heirloom tomatoes that look gorgeous, and some eggplants. So we also have herbs, fresh herbs that we get from our gardens, and we add them to the meals. And what's another really special part of our program is our clients were telling us they wanted more variety. And we used to provide 2 months of unduplicated meals. After hearing this from our clients, we said, okay, we are going to give you 3 months of unduplicated meals. So you will not see the same dish for 3 months. That takes a lot of extra work, a lot of energy.
A lot of creativity.
Work with our cooks, but it's making our clients happier.
I mean, people in general, healthy or not healthy, like variety of food. You know, everybody gets into a rut.
Right.
My wife and I will say, do you want sushi tonight? No, I don't want sushi because we always go to that sushi place. Let's try another sushi place and chicken or whatever it might be. Everybody likes variety. Do you have any idea why we like that difference, Richard?
I think it's because, you know, especially if you're homebound and you can't go out and shop and you really don't have the energy to cook, this is one of the highlights of your day. being able to eat a nutritious meal. And we, as a society, create celebration around meals. You know, here's a birthday dinner, or here's a holiday dinner. We, as a society, like to socialize and break bread.
Absolutely. I think if everybody in the world were to, the leaders were to sit down and have a sandwich or two, everybody make it a potluck. Everybody brings their, you know, their favorite dish. I think we'd have a lot less trauma in the world. But that's just my thought. Food is love. And we are talking about Project Angel Food and how they're working with the Komen Foundation in Los Angeles County to help provide breast cancer patients with love. Maria, yeah. Tell us about your breast cancer and what you've gone through and how long ago.
Yeah, I got diagnosed in 2012 on December, the breast cancer stage 2, invasive. And I went under the radical mastectomy, and then I went under chemotherapy for 6 months, and then went 35 sessions of radiation. Radiations, and during that time, it's like, it's when I was not able to do anything during my chemotherapy. I was not with energy and everything. I lost my hair. I didn't have energy to do anything. And I was sick every day. I was waking up sick every day for different things. Different things. It was some pain or something every day. So it was like I didn't, like I was just counting the days to finish all the treatments. Right now I'm under hormone therapy. I'm still under remission, and I'm doing good, thank God. During that time during chemotherapy, I was just eating Project Angel food and writing. and I even wrote a book, and I included Project Angel food in the book, because I want everybody to know in the world that they are a really good people, they are a good fundraiser, and they are really supporting me when I really need it.
That is terrific. How did your family react to Project Angel Food? I mean, did they welcome the help, Maria?
My mom was, especially my mom, because my mom was the one who was going to cook for me. So she, especially her, when she saw that Project Angel Food started bringing me the food and saw that there was organic food and everything, my mom is like, they cook better than me. I want to eat that. I want to eat the food from Project. And my mom is like, okay, so I don't have to cook for you then. And I'm like, no, I want to eat that. But it was like a, for my parents, were like my, for my mom especially, she was so grateful for that, because it was a big help.
And well, she must have taken.
She didn't know how to cook for me, because
right.
She was not training for that, to cook for someone under chemotherapy. And well, we trust Project Angel because the nutrition, we knew there were people behind them taking care of it, and they knew what I needed.
And, you know, Maria is one of the lucky ones, because her mother was able to fly into town and help take care of her during her treatments. But 53% of our clients live alone and have no one there for them.
Yeah.
And our driver is oftentimes the only visitor they get in a week. And as you said, Mark, you know, we do bring not just food, we bring love, and we bring companionship, and we bring friendship.
Absolutely. Are there Project Angel Food places throughout the country now? Or are you the only one?
The major cities, there are, we call our organization a food is medicine organization, because food is truly medicine.
Absolutely.
And it helps heal. 1 out of 5 people get better because of the food. And so there's one in New York called God's Love We Deliver. There's one in San Francisco called Project Open Hand. There's one in Philadelphia called Mana, actually. So there are several of them across the country, and we have a Food as Medicine Coalition.
We're out of time. Project Angel Food, what is their website?
It's angelfood.org, and $5 pays for one meal. If anyone wants to sponsor, a meal for a person for a month, it's only $150.
That's well worth it. Angelfood.org. And, of course, Komen, L.A., Komen, L.A., County.org. Listen, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. We've got to go. We will talk to you soon. Coming up next, Robert Clancy. Don't go away.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages, and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer, it's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th Annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Late Night Health continues with our regular feature from Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. We're going to talk about random acts of kindness, get Robert's input, and then we'll question him, interrogate him just a bit. Robert?
Yes, well, thanks for having me on the show. And yes, today we're talking about random acts of kindness. And my inspirational thought is each day of your life is a blank canvas, and there's a choice on how you choose to paint it. Will you choose to color it with kindness, compassion, and caring, or will you choose apathy? And, you know, every day that I'm out there, I think, you know, this is a new day. And how do you bring that beautiful color into it? And it's sharing something with somebody, doing a random act of kindness. For me, random acts of kindness are, you know, anything that you do, it literally costs nothing to do, but it's worth everything. And I've even gone to, you know, help somebody pump gas, you know, in the car next to me. And sometimes they look at me like you're crazy.
Right.
You come over and you say, hey, mind if I do that? And I used to carry these cards with me that that said, you've been a victim of a random act of kindness, and you'd hand it to them at the end.
Yeah, I find that I've done that a couple times with some older people at a gas station. No comments, you two. At you know, somebody's having trouble, and I'll offer to help pump their gas or to set it up for them. And it's interesting because sometimes they're, as you just said, they're taken aback, but at the same time, they're very grateful. And I find that, you know, it makes me feel good, but I know that it's helping them. When you're doing a random act of kindness, should you have any anticipation for a return, but just know that the universe does give that back to you the same way as if you give a donation to somebody who really needs it, some money, you get that back tenfold. You said that last week.
You're learning. And
yes, I'm trying.
You've been paying attention. Yes, you know, go out there and just do things and have no expectation. You're just going to get it back tenfold anyway. And just, you know, some people may not respond to that, and that's fine. You just move on. But just sharing that moment of kindness, holding a door for somebody, and then looking them in the eye and smiling while you do it. Make contact. That's why we're here. We're on this planet to do that. And I heard this wonderful man. He's volunteer of the year for our region. I'm the MC for the event, so I got to interview each of these people for a video.
Right.
And he said, you know, he's spending the rest of his life, because he's retired now. And he said, I want to just make a difference and continue to do that. And so he actually collects good news, puts it in a folder, carries it around with him. And when he meets somebody, he just hands them this, because he said the news has so many negative things out there. And one of the most important points that he made was that 99%, and he goes, no, let me rephrase that. 99.999% of the people out there are good people. And we shouldn't live in fear, and we shouldn't live in doubt, and we should make a difference for each other.
Absolutely.
That really stuck with me.
That makes a lot of sense. That really does. You know, and that it relates back to both mental and physical health. When,
yeah.
You know, when, and you, when you're doing something like that, we'll call it God's work, or I will anyway. A higher power, it doesn't matter what you, you know, what you think of God. It can be anything. But that's the kind of thing that I think we're meant to do. It's to help others and make life easier for everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, a picture may be worth a thousand words, but a smile and a random act of kindness can warm a thousand hearts because I was thinking about today, it's a geometric thing. It's like a chain reaction that happens.
It's
how
mass.
Pay It Forward happens.
Yes.
You're the catalyst that starts a Pay It Forward.
That movie, Pay It Forward, was a great film. Hey, Robert, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week. And
sure.
Look forward to that. Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul and the author of another book coming out soon and videos and audios and all kinds of stuff. Robert, thanks a lot. We will talk to you next week.
Hey, great. Great Good. To be on again, and I'll see you then.
I look forward to it. And by the way, coming up next, we're going to talk about sex over 50. Robert will be there soon. And we'll talk about how to have great sex coming up next. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer, it's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Join the 20th annual Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Register at www.komenlacounty.org/race.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
Where to start?
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veterans.